Chapter 16. Near Redgill Lake, Dathomir. The morning after the Sparkfly attack, there was a difference in the atmosphere at the clan conclave. Even though he was an outsider, Ben could feel the difference, in part because of his sensitivity to the Force, in part through simple observation. Men and women of the two clans were more alert, suspicious. That wasn't good, because members of each clan were naturally more suspicious of the other. But there was also a new pride in their walks and voices. They'd weathered two Night Sister assaults and were still together, still advancing toward their mutual goal. Ben could see a growing conviction of their inevitable success in their eyes. Of course, if he could, so could the Night Sisters. They would be angry at having been driven off, angrier at having lost two of their own. They would retaliate, and soon. If they waited very long, the tribal unification they opposed would take place. None of which was Ben's concern right now. He wanted to catch a murderer. For Shaw's killer was assuredly a Night Sister. And if he could identify her, it could lead him to other Night Sisters. That morning, while more athletic events were conducted and funeral rites for the victims of the Kodashi viper bites were planned, he wandered the campsite and asked questions. Was Shaw among you yesterday? How did she act? What did she say? Do you know who she spoke to before coming to you? Do you know where she went after leaving you? He got some answers. She was asking about the Children of the Raining Leaves. Asking what specifically? Just their names and ages. Frustrated, at midday he returned to the Offworlders camp. He was not first there. Dion was already on hand, cooking their midday meal. Dion, turning lizard cutlets wrapped in transparasteel foil atop bare ashes, grinned up at him.
You're a very dull boy, Ben. You know that, don't you? There are lots of Force-using girls around here who still have not paired up.
Oh, be quiet.
Ben sat, his back to a large rock.
No, don't be quiet. Tell me what you know about Tribeless Shaw.
Huh?
Dion frowned, thinking back.
Her name was Shanatrak Su. She was originally of the Blue Coral Divers, but the clan put a death mark on her.
Why?
The Blue Corals had a feud going with the Scissor Fists, who were named for a kind of big lumbering crustacean. The Blue Coral Divers were one of the new breeds of clans, women and men ruling jointly, and the Scissor Fists were formerly escaped slaves from a variety of clans, and some women who joined them. Both clans lived near the sea. It was one of those feuds that went on for years. A handful of clan members on either side were lost every year to ambush, or just disappeared.
Got it. Two clans not smart enough not to kill each other.
That's basically it. Anyway, in one of those rare fits of sense that the Dathomiri clan sometimes have, the feuding groups had a diplomatic meeting to try to work out their differences, and Shaw was part of the party, and she fell in love with the Scissor Fist.
Oh no, not a love story.
And one with a sad ending, too. The peace talks went badly. The two clans went back to warring, and Shaw and her mate, who hadn't made any secret of their relationship, were suddenly traitors because they wouldn't agree to kill each other. They ran off together and were exiled. They ended up moving to a site not all that far from the spaceport, well out of the hunting ranges of their former clans. This would have been about 7 years ago.
So, tragic ending?
So, about 5 years ago, she starts hiring herself out to patrons at the spaceport as a guide. She accepts courier jobs, hunting jobs, spying jobs, and seems to prefer the ones that take her farther and farther away from her home grounds, especially if they give her the opportunity to meet clans she hasn't run into before. When people ask about her husband, she says he's dead, and she's going to kill whoever killed him. She doesn't say more than that, though. Ben glared at him.
That's it? That's the whole story?
That's the whole story as far as anybody but Shaw knew it, yes.
You really know how to make these epics come alive, Dion. How is it that you didn't become a historian?
Dion waved him away.
Don't be sarcastic to the man cooking your food.
Actually, that's good advice.
Ben fell silent. Dion's story did suggest that perhaps Shaw had stumbled across the killer of her husband. Still, the tale raised more questions than it settled. Who had killed her husband, and why? And how would the specific questions she was asking lead her to that person? Something nagged at Ben. Something Shaw had said when they'd first met. That was it. Words about the Night Sisters. They hide. They heal. They return. If their numbers are few, they come for your children. And she'd looked so sorrowful. But only for an instant.